Now, for every government to provide for its citizens, there is need for records on the number of people to be targeted, and this is done through a census. South Sudan last held a population and household census in 2008 before becoming independent. Today, as an independent nation, the population distribution dynamics of South Sudan have substantially changed, impacted by internal and external displacement of people, particularly during the conflict periods of 2013 and 2016. With the ongoing implementation of the Revitalized Peace Agreement, IDPs and refugees are returning to their communities, providing another dimension to the country's population's profile. Now, South Sudan, in partnership with UNFPA and Greek 3, is embarking on a population estimation survey, a crucial tool for development planning towards achievement of sustainable development goals. To get a full understanding of the whole process, I have with me in the studio right now Mr. Mark Otwari, who is from the National Bureau of Statistics, a chief of population and social demographic. Mr. Mark, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, let's talk about this particular population estimation survey that is going on. What is population estimation survey? Let's begin with that.
Population estimation survey is a semi-census, or you can call it micro-census. It is based on sample areas. So the areas that are going to be counted are taken by satellite imagery. The settlements that are actually marked will be visited by enumerators in order to map out those selected areas. And then after that, they will now go for actual counting of the people who are in the settlement. We have what we call the densely populated. In other words, those people who are staying in the town areas or something. And then the sparsely populated, those who are actually in the villages. And if you follow the main road, you will find most people tend to settle along the main road. But then as you go into the interior, the population becomes less and less.
And what is the differences between this population estimated survey and a real census?
They have similarities in the sense that they deal with the number of people. In other words, the population of the country. The census actually counts the number of people in the whole country. The population estimation survey takes just a few selected, randomly selected areas. The difference is that while the census counts people all over the country, within actually the country, and almost every person is counted, the population estimation survey only deals with the selected areas. The difference is that the population estimation survey is quicker, fewer, and it is less costly. It costs actually less money compared to the census. But they take all the characteristic, the population character, the demographic characteristics, and household characteristics, which is actually generally in the whole country. But the population estimation deals only with the selected areas. Now, these selected areas, once they are counted, is we now put it in a model. Statistical data that can now bring in areas which are not sampled, but the population census deals with almost everybody. All households are counted,
mm-hmm.
but the population estimation survey only deal with the sample areas, those mm-hmm. areas which are selected, all taken right. by satellite imagery. Yeah,
yeah. All right. Yeah. And how close is, you know, is the accuracy of a population survey when it comes to real population, as in carried out in a census?
Well, you see, when we are dealing with the statistics, we try by all means to reduce the marginal error.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But in actual fact, there is no exact, number as such. All mm-hmm. right? Because even in a census itself, you find, you know, it is not very much a census because there are a number of factors that actually make such that the population is not accurately taken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the same thing also with the population estimation survey. You know, this is just an estimate.
Mm-hmm.
We take sample areas and then using the statistical model, we now include areas that are not being sampled.
Mm-hmm.
So there is nothing like saying, why was my area not taken? Because this is random sampling. So if your area is not taken, but it will be included once mm-hmm. we model the population, that will now include everybody.
All right.
So it is just an approximation.
Oh, great.
And that is why it is called estimate.
Estimate. Yeah. Let's talk about it. Why is this important?
Yes, population estimation survey is very important. As you mm-hmm. as you know very well, that Sudan population housing census took place 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time up to today, we have never had any population taken. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to take census 2014, all right? But unfortunately, you know, the conflict came on. And then we were also supposed to take it after 10 years, that is 2018. Again, we are still in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, the agreement, the revitalized agreement, so 2018, incorporated census. So the population estimation survey is done in preparation,
mm-hmm.
in preparation for the census, and also to get data that can be used for improving the living standard of the people of South Sudan,
mm-hmm.
in terms of education, in terms of water, in terms of infrastructure, and many other things, because you cannot carry out development without knowing the data. You see, you must know the data that is being considered. For example, I will give you a very simple example. When you are at a home, all right, you will see mama coming out trying to find out the number of people who are in the house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, she's busy preparing in the kitchen, but you will not know why she comes out and casually looked at those of you who are seated there.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually taking your number,
mm-hmm.
so that she can prepare the amount of food proportional to your number.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing applies to the population.
All right.
We need to know our population so that the services are distributed equally to all the people of South Sudan.
Thank you. Thank you so much for talking, of course, to us. We'll get back to you, Mr. Mark. And we're also glad to have in the studio here with us, Mr. Wellington. If I'm right, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good to have you, Wellington.
Thank you.
And Mr. Wellington is from UNFPA, also supporting this particular population estimation survey that is taking place. First of all, Mr. Wellington, why is this important to UNFPA, and why are you supporting it?
Thank you. The population estimation survey is being led by the government through the National Bureau of Statistics.
Mm-hmm.
This survey requires a total of $3 million to be fully implemented.
Mm-hmm.
The UN in South Sudan is collectively supporting the government in ensuring the successful conduct of the PES. UNFPA, which is a population lead agency globally, has contributed more than $1 million towards this noble activity, which has been utilized in trainings, working with government partners, procurement of satellite imageries, equipment, and also training of field personnel, among other several areas.
Mm-hmm.
Several other UN agencies have really contributed a lot to this activity. We have the IOM, which has really contributed to IOM, the World Food Program, UNAIDS, the UN Women, FAO, UNICEF, and also UNHCR have provided digital tablets for enumeration, and also pledged vehicles, more than 20 vehicles to support the transportation, and also made this financial contribution worth more than $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
We also have other partners who have really supported this activity. We have the government of Sweden and Ireland, who have contributed more than $400 and $300,000 respectively. We also have the Kenyan government, which has really sent tablets to the country to support in the PS and also preparation for the census.
Mm-hmm.
Although we still have a funding gap, we are working very closely with the government to help identifying this gap.
All right. Now let's talk about this population estimated survey and how it is connected to the sustainable development goals. How does this work?
The sustainable development goals, the so-called SDGs, or even the global the global goals, were adopted by the UN member states in 2015 as a universal call to end action on poverty, protect planet, and also ensure that people enjoy peace and prosperity by 2030.
Mm-hmm.
Now, within that big strategy, we have what is called the indicator framework, which was also done by the indigenous group working on the monitoring and evaluation, and they came up with a number of targets which are supposed to be fulfilled by member states. Part of this, we have so many indicators,
mm-hmm.
totaling to around 231, and out of these 231, 70% of these require population data. And this population data should be current and also reliable for monitoring progress. Therefore, with that huge task to have more than 7% using population data, is the accurate time now we need to track South Sudan progress on the SDGs through up-to-date population data so that we can identify the people who are most in need and also have programs that will ensure no one is left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, that's why it is a very huge undertaking for the not even the UN but globally, to ensure that every country is able to track its progress as it looks forward to achieve the SDGs.
Yes, and South Sudan last held its census in 2008, and within this time, of course, to the independence, many people were coming back home and all that. And then 2013 happened when there's fighting, a lot of people are displaced to the refugee camps, and and all that. 2016 as well, with no clear population as such, how has it affected your work and in sustaining, let's say, the sustainable development goals, working towards the sustainable development goal? How has it been affecting your work as UNFPA?
Yeah, I think when we have lots of displacement, we have maybe insecurity, we have also deaths, increased mortality, maybe increased maternal mortality, also issues to do with GBV and all that,
mm-hmm.
the population is at distress. Therefore, when population is distressed, it means that this decreased productivity within the country, within the government, and also within the families themselves and the community level.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if we can have the right numbers or people who are in, maybe who are affected by all those indicators, it is a high time that the government would be able to bring in the right interventions to support those community
that
level
population. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that population.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if we don't have the right numbers, it becomes like not having the right interventions which we'd be able to address the issues of the community level.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll get back to you. Let's talk to Mr. Mark here from the National Bureau of Statistics. Mr. Mark, you did mention, and you brought it very really down earlier, and it's great example of, if a mother is in the house cooking and all that, she comes check on the population so she can know what kind of water to put for mingling, for example, the size. But what can the population do? I mean, like, as an ordinary citizens, what is expected of the citizens during this population estimated survey? Because During, let's say, real census, they might come to your house, ask you a few questions, you know, and do all that. What is involved in these particular ones, and what can the citizens do, or how can they help in this whole process?
Yeah, thank you very much. Again, I will give you another example. You see, as we are living, all right, occasionally we get sick. Mm-hmm. You visit a doctor, all right, the doctor will write down your name, your age, where you come from. He will take your temperature, mm-hmm. all right, and then we'll now begin asking you, how do you feel, all right? So based on your questions, I mean your answers to his questions, the doctor will now try to find out exactly what kind of sickness you have. Mm-hmm. If the doctor is doubtful, all right, he will suspect certain kind of disease, then he refers you to the laboratory. So similarly in social issues, mm-hmm. all right, the only way to find out the social problem is by carrying out a survey. Mm-hmm. So we have been conducting very many surveys, and that is exactly the reason why censuses are held worldwide every 10 years in order to find out exactly what is happening, the population of the people, the characteristics, and so on like that, mm-hmm. so that these issues can easily be addressed. Mm-hmm. All right. So what we expect from the population is, please kindly to bear with us. When you get an enumerator, cooperate with the enumerator. The questions are very short, all right? You answer them. And when you answer them, those answers will be used to try to provide services mm-hmm. to the people. I know, all right, there is some what we call fatigue, all right? But that is the only way. That is why I gave you the example of a doctor. Mm-hmm. You don't get tired, you know. Yeah, you ask almost the same kind of questions. So every time we carry out surveys, we carry out censuses to find out the problems that are faced by the people. Mm-hmm. And there is no way of avoiding, you know, that no, this time around I don't know. Because if you avoid, definitely how are we going to know your problems?
All right. Let's talk about some of these questions. Just a few. What are they? I mean, what can I possibly expect the enumerators to ask me?
First of all, you'll be, when an enumerator comes into the house, all right, your names will be listed down. The reason for listing your names is actually to keep track of asking about your age, when were you born, your education, and so on. All right? But not necessarily to appear, you know, in the analysis. Mm-hmm. In the analysis, your name will be removed for confidentiality. All right? So, such questions will be there. Now, there will be questions on education, like literacy. Mm-hmm. All right? There will be questions on health. There will be questions on migration. For example, we have visitors at home, who spend a night with you, where are they coming from, where were they before, you see. So this is to track migration, all right? So these are the type of questions that are going to be asked. Mm-hmm. I know they may feel boring, but they are very important. Mm-hmm. All right.
I understand that also in this particular population estimated survey, they remove the question of ethnicity, or where do you come from, or yes, your tribe. Why is that so?
Well, you see, we are dealing with a selected questions. There, it is not like a census. In a census, you may, you know, include all these. But then this deals only with the selected questions to make the questionnaire as short as possible so as not to bore, you know, the correspondent, I mean, the respondent. Mm-hmm. All right? So we exclude those ones. We only get the necessary ones that are asked so that we can use at least for the time being, for planning and decision making, and also in preparation for the census, which is actually coming.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks. I think globally, questions which are emotive, questions of tribe, ethnicity, question on religion, or any other questions which might affect the harmonious coexistence within the population, have been highly excluded. This is not only in South Sudan context, but also in other African countries and globally. Therefore, we don't want to do census. Then after that, people start maybe reacting because X and Y is not equal to Y and Z and so forth. So we need to be in cognizant of the global practice.
Mm-hmm. But are we not, deliberately trying to, are we not deliberately trying to ignore the fact that there are, of course, population varies. Like, we can know South Sudan, let's say, has 80% Christian, or South Sudan has 80% Muslim, or South Sudan has this. Isn't it denying people information? Yes, Mr. Mark.
Yes, as I said before, first of all, the content of the questionnaire, like, for example, Sudan household survey.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Census, yes.
Religion was excluded and so on. And that was basically done by the government because of the sensitivity of the situation, as my colleague has said. All right. Now, if we come to the census, which is now coming, it will depend on our government, which kind of indicators can be included. If the government say, let us include religion and so on, and also if the people say, no, we need to know our number, and the government also listens and find that there is nothing wrong with it, it can be included.
Great.
There is no problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. When has this started already, and when is it ending, and which particular, because you said selected areas, which are the selected areas in this? Yes, Mr. Wellington, please.
Okay, thank you. The process is on. We have already done much of the work. We have recruited enumerators and supervisors who will be working in the field locations. We have also trained the teachers. That is, the training of trainers have already been trained, and maybe next week we'll be doing piloting of the questionnaires just to ensure that we are ready to go and train the enumerators down there.
Mm-hmm.
Then, which areas have been sampled? We have sampled 1,506 sample sites. These 1,506 sample sites are located within the densely settled areas and also the sparsely settled areas. In the sparsely settled areas, we'll be covering like 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer, which is enough to give us between 40 to 70 households, sorry, settlements, because we are not dealing with population. Then in the urban centers, or rather the densely populated, we are covering 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer square. Sorry, 100 meters by 100 meters. So all this has been done, and in the next few weeks, we'll be starting the data collection within the sampled areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, where the big conversation begins every morning. And I'm glad to tell you that my guest this morning here in the studio, we have Mr. Mark Otuari, who is from the National Bureau of Statistics, Chief of Population and Social Demographic. And we also have with me Mr. Wellington Mbiti, who is from the UNFPA. And we are discussing, looking particularly about this population estimation survey. If you have a strong view or a question that you would like to ask them, please don't hesitate. You can call us and talk to us 091-206-2950 or 091-206-2079. I'll be taking just 2 questions, so please you can call us and talk to my guests here in the studio, or you can send us a text message. And our text message line is 0929-693205. And yes, as we continue this morning, let's get back to you, Mr. Wellington. Besides giving the money that you said you've already given, like 1 million, if I'm right, US dollars, and the whole, of course, process takes like 3 million. So how is the United Nations supporting, like the UNFPA, how are you supporting this whole process apart from the money?
The whole process is led by the government through the National Bureau of Statistics with techno support from UNFPA. So apart from the financial support, UNEPA and partners are already supporting with technical support, that is doing the proposal drafting, ensuring that it fits within the scientific architecture. Mm-hmm. Issues to do with the support with the hybrid sensors, because with the satellite imagery, which is also another expensive encounter, and so forth. We are not working in isolation. We are working with the global partners. We are also working with the World POP and also Fluminta, who are US, UK-based research institutes. We are also working with the University of Southampton to ensure that we have valid data. We are also working very closely with the region office, that is ISARO, of UNEPA. We are also working with the headquarters on that. And apart from working with those other international donors, we are also working very closely with the government and other ministries. We have what is called the National Steering Committee, which is composed of undersecretaries in all the ministries, ranging from Ministry of Livestock, Agriculture, Food Security, Interior, and all that. All these ministers are part of that. And we also work with the heads of UN organizations who have been very valuable in bringing out the technical support and also ensuring that the PES, or rather the survey, meets all what is required to undertake, mm-hmm. financial and also technical.
Great. Yes. Now, Mr. Mark, talking about this, why are we having a population estimation survey other than just carrying out the census?
Yes, thank you very much. As I said before, the census is very expensive, all right? And we have not been given an okay yet by the government, but we need data. Our data is outdated. Imagine since 2008 up to now, all right? We have not carried out any kind of census or demographic survey. So we need this in order to be used for planning, all right, and decision making and development. As I said before, it is extremely difficult to carry out development without numbers. We need numbers, all right, and we need to carry out population estimation survey in preparation for the coming census. When the government gives us an okay as per the revitalized agreement, then we shall conduct the census. Now, preparing for the census requires 2 to 3 years. And so this one gives us some kind of, a good step to what we are going to do, so that by the time when we reach there, our staff will be at least in full capacity to carry out the census effectively.
All right. Yes, and now it's time for you to call us. Our lines are already open. Call us on 091206-2950 or 091206-2079 and be live on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Hello, good morning. Your name, please, and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello, I can't hear you. Are you there? All right, we seem to have a problem with that line. Do call us again. Our lines are still open. 091-206-2950 or 0921-902950. Good morning.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome, please. Your name and where you calling from?
Yes, my name is Angok Deng. I'm calling from Northern Bargazal.
Angok Deng from Northern Bargazal. Please go ahead with your question or comment.
Yeah. So my question is simple. You know, census is very important, so it can able to know the population of the country and also the poverty rate or the socio-economic factors of the society. So now, currently, as the country is not fully stable because there are insecurity somewhere, how could it be possible for this survey, the CME census, to be carried successfully to know the actual population of the people of South Sudan.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Angok, for talking to us this morning here. And Angok Deng's concern is, well, when you look at the country right now, there are some places that are insecure, and the insecurity going on in the country now, how is this even going to be possible? Let's begin with you, Mr. Wellington.
Thank you. It is true, insecurity definitely affects the outcome of the survey, in such that if the sampled areas have not been enumerated, it means that we'll have a jump in the numbers we expect from those areas.
Mm-hmm.
However, as Mr. Marcus said, the PS is not a replacement of the census.
PS for population survey.
Yes, population survey is not a next a replacement for census. Census will have to be done because census is more accurate and ensures that it reaches every corner of the public. Mm-hmm. For sampled areas, we might have some gaps since it's an estimation, although it will give us a very accurate working figure which will enable government to make use of in decision making. So these areas we are saying that might be insecure. The way we have done the sampling is that every state, every county, every payam has been reached with maybe 2 to 3 sampled areas, which mm-hmm. would give a replica of what is happening within the country. This data together with migration data, mortality data, that is death data, things to do with refugee status, would be modeled in a model such that you get figures for the areas which have not been enumerated.
All right.
Therefore, to reach those areas which are insecure, we'll have to do what is known as replacement, not affecting the methodology and ensuring that we get the right data as we have gotten if we went to those areas.
Great. Let's take another caller here. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where are you calling from?
You are connected with James Dwar from Gudele.
James Dwar from Gudele. It's good to have you, James. Go ahead.
Likewise, to have two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you, Sebed William. I would like to begin asking the question to the guys in the studio. One of the questions is, they have collected the samples of the counties, payams, boomers, and they couldn't know that in those payams, boomers and counties as well as the state, people migrated to refugees camp. How could it come that sample, it will give the exact figure that you assume to be the statistic of that area?
All right.
Also the sample that collected should not be meant for the country. But what I know in other countries is when you assume, but you want to make the budgeting of the country based on that statistic number that you made, and the country had been run without any budget till last year. Till now, there is no budget. How come for you again to make assumption and the country is run just anyhow? There is no budget that allocated for any ministry.
All right.
I couldn't see the way forward here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for talking to us. We do appreciate your question. Mark, can you take that up, please? What is the use of a census or a population survey if it will not be used to budget for the people?
Yes. I would like to thank James Duol from Gudele. Mm. All right. His question is very much valid. All right. As we all already said, we took satellite imagery, all right, and selected the areas. These areas are visited to find out whether there are actual people who are living there. Now, those who are living there will be counted. All right, those areas which are vacated, of course, may not be counted. But as my friend Wellington said, mm-hmm. all right, when we are now doing modeling, so all those areas will be included. As for the refugees, those who have crossed to Uganda, you know, their number is known mm-hmm. by the UNHCR. The same thing also, those internally displaced. Mm-hmm. All right? Their number is also known by UNHCR and other bodies which are concerned. Mm-hmm. All right? So it is very easy now to get those numbers and give them the services. Now, regarding budgeting and what have you, Well, although we are in this kind of a state, we are not going to stop, you know, counting people simply because the budget has not been given and whatever you like that. We do hope that things will eventually change. And as the government continues assuring us, you know, of peace being, you know,
implemented,
mm-hmm. we hope by the time when, you know, everything is ready, we should be ready with the numbers, okay? And then eventually we plan and render the services to the people.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, just before I let the two of you go, Riek Gadjiak is writing from the Protection of Civilian site, POC, he said POC 3, and he's saying, my view on the population estimation survey, I would like to know, many places in South Sudan are now occupied by flooding, especially jungle estate where many people have, you know, been relocated. How are you going to estimate such a place? Yet there are no ways out to reach such a place. Like you also mentioned, Pangak County and all that. Basically, it's the same like the population where when people are displaced, what happens in this case?
Yeah, thank you, Riak from the POC. The POCs, the IDPs and also the refugee camps represent areas which have highly increased population. Estimating those areas will give a false impression of the number of citizens or rather in the population. Therefore, these areas will be excluded because you already have the numbers. The POC have been managed by the government and the numbers are known, the IDPs and also the refugees. So, let's go to these other areas where he's talking about flooding and also insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
We are working very closely with the Minister of Interior and also the Minister of Defense. And in the earlier meeting that we had, the PS launch by the Honorable, by the His Excellency, the Vice President, Dr. James Wan-Inga, the Minister of Security and Interior pledged to provide support to the enumeration of this activity, since it's a government project. Therefore, we are banking on that, and the government will be doing their part to provide security. However, if there's flooding, there's not much that can be done. What can be done is ensure that we replace those sampled areas on priority, maybe through the Payam. If the Payam is flooded, through the county. If the county is flooded, through the state. So that will be the order of replacement of those sample sites. But the number has remained constant so that we do not affect the statistical modeling of our data.
All right.
I think I've responded to that.
Thank you. And yes, Mr. Mark and Mr. Wellington, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. Just before you go, your final remarks, please. Let's begin with you, Mr. Wellington. What would be your last message out there?
My last message would be to the citizen of South Sudan. I would like to inform our fellow citizens that the areas to be covered by the survey, an enumerator will visit your house to conduct an interview with the members of your household. We appeal to you that if your house is visited, please dedicate a few minutes of your time to accommodate the enumerator and respond to the interview questions truthfully and accurately. It is only when we are able to capture accurate information that we shall be able to reap the benefits of a nationwide survey. We also hope that the enumerators will be allowed safe access and passage to the selected sample sites so that they can effectively carry out their task. Failure to plan is planning to fail. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Wellington. Mr. Mark, your final remarks, please.
Yes, my final remark is just the same as Mr. Wellington has said. I am appealing to my brothers, sisters, fathers, and what all of us have also done, particularly those areas that are affected by the population estimation sampling, to cooperate with the enumerators, supervisors, and so on, even the chiefs. In fact, letters will be written through the administrative channel down to the chiefs to make sure that they cooperate with those enumerators and supervisors. Mm-hmm. They will be selecting the guides who will take them around and so on. So we need, please, this population estimation survey to be successful, because the outcome will be used for our benefit.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mark. Thank you, Mr. Wellington. We do appreciate your time coming to Radio Mirai. Something you want to say?
No.
All right.
Just thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I do appreciate your time.